You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Irk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered a wide, wide selection of music. Apart from Dozy Do by Julie the Band, it's now 2010 and Irk comes down the pipe and into your ears. Bigger, stronger and faster. Every Friday, it's Irk FM time. Now here's your host of Irk FM from Channel Irk, here's Irk.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 78 of Irk FM. Irk FM is my music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week. It's a special episode today. I'm using this episode to commemorate Anzac Day here in Australia and also over in New Zealand on Sunday the 25th of April this year, 2010. Anzac Day was originally born to commemorate the anniversary of Australian and New Zealand armed forces landing on the beaches of Gallipoli in Turkey for World War I in 1914. And over time, Anzac Day has grown to include all servicemen and women who have died for Australia and New Zealand in all sorts of battles across the world. So what I thought I'd do today is play a bit of music from Australia and New Zealand, five songs from each country, with a variety of styles and a variety of artists. None of these artists have been featured on Irk FM before. I could have, for instance, played a bit of Amp or a bit of James Cahoo or The Connoisseurs or Horizon, people like that that I've played before on Irk FM, but I thought I'd go out and find you some music that you haven't heard on Irk FM before. For more information on all the artists, don't forget to go to the show notes at irkfm.com. Click on the links, support the artists, find out more about them. Let's get straight into the music now, and we're going to do something a bit different here on Irk FM. We're going to have some yodeling. Thank you very much to Laura Downing, who comes to us from Australia, and she's based in Brisbane in Queensland, and she's an excellent yodeler. We featured her on Judy's Blast FM, episode 32. So if you want to hear more of Laura, there's a link on the show notes, and you can listen to a whole episode dedicated to her. All of the music comes today courtesy of Airplay Direct, and without any further ado, we'll kick it off with an Aussie, Laura Downing, with her song called Yodeling Blues. You're listening to Irk FM, episode 78.
Billy was a rocker down in Baton Rouge. He liked to sing country in his tennis shoes. He grew up in the 60s on rock and roll, but he got him a gig in a country show. He traveled with them all across the USA, but one night in the middle of the set, they say, he got his rock and rhythm roots and country confused when he sang the Yodeling Blues. Yodeling, yodeling-dee-dum-dum. The club again Saturday night, and the crowd went screaming crazy, come on Blue. All the girls thought Billy was a happening dude. They say, hey, hey, Billy, do whatever you choose, just sing the Yodeling Blues. A hit song, record deal, dream come true. You can see him on the TV and in the front page news. They're done paying their dues. Long as Billy sings the old and blue. You're the lady, oh, dirty down, down. You're the lady, oh, duty, do. You're the lady, oh, the lonely, diddly, no, no. Yeah. You're the lady, oh, dirty, oh, dirty, oh, down. You're the lady, oh, duty, do. You're the lady, oh, down. Do, 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 down, down.
Yodel. I thought I'd keep the yodeling theme going there on Urk FM, considering we started with Australian Laura Downing. That was New Zealand's Joy Adams with her song Joy's Yodel. Joy Adams has won many awards over the years, including the Best Original Song at the Auckland Country Music Awards, Best Country Song, Best Gospel Song, Most Promising Songwriter of the Year, Entertainer of the Year, Best Original Song, and lots of different awards over the time. Joy is one of New Zealand's best known country recording artists. And so a bit of yodeling here on Urk FM. Who would have thought, Studio B, who would have thought? So we'll cross back across the Tasman now from New Zealand and back to Australia with Amanda Easton. She has been performing in Sydney for many years. She's perhaps best known as a pop tart. Amanda has performed with hundreds of different singer-songwriters and bands at a weekly Sydney showcase night, promoting original female-fronted music acts over the last 6 years. She has toured regularly with Wendy Matthews and Richard Clapton, performed with Powderfinger and Candice Allier at the ARIA Awards, and she sung alongside artists such as Vanessa Amorosi, Marsha Hines, and James Rain. She also did a 20-date tour across Europe and Japan to promote her first self-titled album, and you would want to buy her second CD if you are searching for some passion and goosebumps in your music. Loungy, electronic, Latinesque in spot, double bassy and sampled paradise. And of course you've got Amanda's voice as the silk ribbon holding all the gorgeous and mysterious packages together. And that was a 2007 review. So without any further ado, let's hear Amanda Easton with her song Ready, Aim, Fire.
Your house anymore. Leave your key. Better just to let it be. Are you so ready for love? You just give yourself.
Oh. from Horizon, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Sean, and this is Danny. You're listening to the IRC FM.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. We'll be right back.
That was Fiona Boys, who is a one-woman blues tent revival. You're listening to Irk FM, and that was Fiona Boys, who is a one-woman blues tent revival. Her pulpit is the stage, which she commands with the energy of an entire flock of worshippers, and her Bible is the guitar. With her acoustic and electric versatility and mastery of styles, she uses it as a righteous instrument to uphold the music's tradition, even as her strong, distinctive songwriting moves it forward. And her latest album is called Blues Woman, and that song came to us from Fiona Boys, and that song was called Train to Hopesville. Prior to that, we heard Kiwi Anne Montgomery with her song Train to Your Heart. Now, Anne's been on the scene in New Zealand and Australia for many, many years. She started singing in New Zealand many years ago, came over to Australia, toured and worked extensively, and then she returned to New Zealand in 2006 and continues to perform locally in local clubs and theatres on the North Island of New Zealand. She has had 4 nominations for the Rising Star Awards, and she was also the first woman to perform solo at Rarotonga, which is the capital of the Cook Islands, and she had a single reach number 4 on the Kiwi chart, so that's quite cool. With that song, Train to Your Heart, a train double play there here on Irk FM. Now, if this isn't enough Kiwi for you, there's a couple of New Zealand music podcasters that I think you should check out. The first Kiwi music podcaster that I discovered was Laurie from Insomnia Radio New Zealand, and we've got the whole Australia New Zealand thing going. Now, he is, of course, the host of Insomnia Radio New Zealand, and he's also starting a separate podcast which is not necessarily New Zealand centric, but of course, if he finds any New Zealand artists on there, he will indeed play it, of course, being the proud Kiwi that he is. And that show is called Laurie's Indie World FM. Now, Laurie's Indie World FM hasn't started yet. There is a link on the show notes. The episode will be available very, very shortly, and it'll be interesting to hear Laurie play some music that isn't necessarily from New Zealand, as he goes in search of music from not only New Zealand, but around the world. It was also partly thanks to Laurie and partly thanks to this reality podcast with Soph and Bren in the UK that I found this next New Zealand podcast called the Sitting Duck Podcast, which has just come back after a bit of a hiatus. And Alistair's the host there. And again, he's got one of those choice New Zealand accents, and he's playing some great music. And what he has in his collection of websites and podcasts is the Sitting Duck Podcast, which is very similar in format to something like Irk FM. And then he's also doing the Sitting Duck Collection, which is a collection of songs from the same artist. Because his theory is that often you play one song from an artist and then you move on to the next one. Just like what happens on radio, that's what Alistair's found in music podcasting. So apart from the Sitting Duck Podcast, he's got the Sitting Duck Collection, and you can consume the collection just like a podcast as well. So I think I'm going to have a look through his list and find some more Kiwi music and some more music from Alistair there with the Sitting Duck Podcast, which is quite cool. Links to all 3 of those podcasts, Insomnia Radio New Zealand, Laurie's Indie World FM, and the Sitting Duck Podcast, links to all of those are in the show notes. So if you're looking for a bit of music and some Kiwi voices to go with it, that's a good place for you to go. Now, you may know, if you listen to my talk show, IrkPod, that I like hearing people in talking and singing in different languages. And I've had a couple of recent interviews where the artist concerned, Capero, and also Will Danes, who is this week's interview on IRC FM, where they sing in both English and Spanish. This next lady, wow, I couldn't believe it when I read her bio. She's originally Russian, but she moved to New Zealand in 2002 and completed her high school education in New Zealand. She was discovered on a regional television show in Christchurch in 2003, and then she was signed to a management deal. She had her first live performances in 2004. Sony Music signed her to a 6-album deal in 2004 as well. The first album, called Into the West, was released and achieved platinum status in the first week of sales, and over the lifetime of the album achieved an official 4 times platinum sales, 2 radio hits and 4 weeks at number 1 on the New Zealand album charts. That album was toured throughout New Zealand but didn't necessarily go outside of New Zealand, with the exception of a very limited promotion in Japan. In 2006, her second Sony album was released, and that also went 2 times platinum, had 1 radio hit single, and became number 1 on the New Zealand music charts. And so, yes, indeed, she's very talented. She has won the Best Female Vocalist and Highest Selling Album of the Year in the New Zealand Music Industry Awards. And the main reason why she's on somewhere like Airplay Direct being unsigned at the moment is that she's trying to spread her music apart from New Zealand. Of course, she'd love to be heard in New Zealand, but she's trying to move outside of New Zealand as well. Now, she can sing and therefore talk in 7 different languages. Sometimes, as you hear, if you hear me on IRC FM and the rest of Channel IRC, you'll know that sometimes I struggle with one. Now, I'm going to have to find out more about this lady and possibly talk to her, because she knows Russian, English, French, Italian, Spanish, New Zealand Maori, and Latin. So that's quite an impressive list. So without any further ado, this is Yulia with her song Into the West.
You've come to change your zone. Thank you.
we thought we'd up the tempo a bit here on IRC FM. That was Peter Shaw, and Peter Shaw on the Blue 56 from New Zealand. He is a blues, jazz and R&B singer-songwriter. He has released 3 CDs already, along with his latest offering, which is a blues EP with influences from Eric Clapton, JJ Cale and Keb Moe. Peter has a soulful jazz and blues voice, as you just heard, and he can also cover most styles of music. And so, yeah, that's quite cool. Hope you enjoyed that song. And before Peter, we had Lisa Maxwell, who comes to us from Benalla in the northeast of Victoria. She recorded her 2005 debut EP called Bad Day. She has also had a lot of radio appearances in Australia and alternative underground stations in the UK, Japan, US and Canada. She has shared the stage with the likes of Tex Perkins, and her debut album was released in 2006 called Select Vacancy, and you heard the title track from that particular album. And she's now hitting the live music circuit with her new three-piece live band. She sounds like the Divinyls, Baby Animals, Hole, L7 and Garbage. Lisa Maxwell there with Select Vacancy. Quite cool indeed. Now, of course, if you'd like to submit your music to IRC FM, you can. There's links on the show notes at IRCFM.com. The front page of the website has had a bit of a revamp during the week, and now that there is a selected artist that will change from time to time on the front page of the IRC FM website, a band that we've featured previously. And the front page looks pretty good at the moment, keeping in with the Channel IRC theme. Of course, if you like music, you will also enjoy Judy's Blast FM, which my mum Judy hosts on Sundays, and she selects and presents all her music herself. And this week she's got some music in there, some of which you may like. She selects a wide selection of music. She passed her musical challenge last week of playing death metal for Shauno, and Shauno enjoyed that. She's got another challenge this week, and she enjoyed this challenge a lot more than listening to lots of death metal trying to find the right sort of music. The next time that we're on Blast from the Past together, I should talk about with her trying to find death metal, and I should get her to do her impersonation of what the lyrics of death metal sounds like to her. Of course, apart from the music, there's also some talking. This week is the final interview for the moment on Tuesdays on IRC FM, where we feature Will Danes, who we had on the show. We had his music on the show a couple of weeks ago. He's a singer-songwriter from New York City. We find out what it's like to have the fire department turn up to your performance and close the doors because there's too many people wanting to get inside. Find out a bit more about how Will really didn't want to be a singer-songwriter to begin with, and also find out what it's like to go back to your hometown after moving from one side of New York to the other. Very interesting interview. We've got some more interviews planned that we have to line up. I thought we might give people a bit of a chance to catch up as well. Speaking of interviews and talking, my talk podcast, IRC Pod, comes to you on Wednesdays with the occasional interview on Mondays. Lots of weird and wacky news, some serious news, some issues of the week, a slightly new format, and also some housekeeping telling you what's going on around Channel IRC. On Thursdays, we're coming up to towards the end of this current series of Echo Romeo Kilo. We're in an amusement park mode at the moment as I take you to an amusement park in Sydney. Echo Romeo Kilo is my ambient noise podcast that some people would describe as a soundscape, where I've just basically turned the recorder on, do some things, and see what the recorder picks up. And of course, you've got this show on Fridays, Irk FM. Music comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week. And on Saturdays, last but by no means least, Blast from the Past, where Judy's been flying solo for the last couple of weeks as she continues to tell stories from many, many years ago, and also keeping you up to date with what's happening in her life as well. So there's lots to keep you occupied with your ears on Irk FM. I've also got my patio book drama that I am starring in, Ken Crawford's Dead Hunt, that's going on at the moment as well. More information about that on the website as well. And I'm also writing a book, Insomnia Radio Australia. Hopefully it shall be here by the time you're hearing this. The first episode has been recorded. Just waiting for that to come down the pipes. And I think I mentioned that I'm writing a book as well. So for all that information and a lot more, go to channelirk.com. Lots for you to read and listen to there. So we'll continue on. If you are on the Facebook and you would like to find out more about Irk FM and the other shows on Channel Irk and like to interact with myself and Judy and some of the other fans as well, there's a new website address for that particular Facebook group, even though there is a link in the show notes. facebook.com/channelirkfans will take you directly to that group as well. 225 members at the moment, looking to increase that all the time and looking to get the fans involved in the shows as well. So let's continue now, and we're going to go back to this side of the ditch, as we sometimes call the ocean between Australia and New Zealand. And this is Yolanda Thomas, who is no stranger to rock and roll. Ever since she can remember, she's been drawn to the sound of screaming guitars, black jeans and hair products. She has sung backing vocals before embarking on her own projects. She has sung vocals for people such as Powderfinger, Wendy Matthews and Vanessa Amorosi. Everyone loves to quote Powderfinger and Vanessa Amorosi. Anyone would think that they were the only two groups in Australia. She's also a choreographer for MTV, Video Hits and Music Max. Her live performances have been played here in Australia on Channel 10, The Music Jungle, and also on cable TV Foxtel as well. So let's go on to Yolanda now, who sounds a bit like Pink, Anastasia, Joan Jett, The Rolling Stones, Alanis Morissette, The Baby Animals, and a lot more. So let's get on to it now. Left Me Doing Time by Yolanda Thomas. You're listening to a special Anzac edition of Irk FM.
That you just needed Sleeping.
And finishing off the episode here on IRC FM, I thought that I'd have a Kiwi, but in a way this guy isn't a Kiwi, he's an import, but that's fine, because as far as I'm concerned, if you're living in a country, it doesn't necessarily mean that you had to be born there. But that was Jack's Collective with the song I Cry For You. The lead vocalist there, Jack, is originally from Wales, but he's now residing in Wellington in New Zealand. And so he's donating his airplay royalties to Women's Refuge New Zealand, and he's also currently deeply engrossed in expanding his label Southern Collective Music. And so his influences the band's influences include Stereophonics, David Gray, Jeff Buckley, Green Day, the Foo Fighters, the Beatles, of course, Spandau Ballet, Motley Crue, and also his friends, family, and random people and events around the world. And so Jack's Collective currently calling New Zealand home with their song I Cry For You. So that's all very well and good. Hope you enjoyed the episode between the Aussies and the Kiwis. Of course, we remember the various men and women in all of the armed forces who gave their lives for our respective countries on Anzac Day, the 25th of April, each and every year. So next week we're going to have some people that we've had on IRC FM before, maybe a couple of new tracks as well. You'll have to wait and see. IRC FM down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week as normal. Show notes at IRCFM.com, and don't forget to click on the links, find out more about the artists, support them, because without the artists you wouldn't have a show here on IRC FM. All the music today comes courtesy of Airplay Direct. And again, just to remind you about the artists from the Australian side, we had Laura Downing, Amanda Easton, Fiona Boys, Lisa Maxwell, Yolanda Thomas, and on the New Zealand side we had Joy Adams, Anne Montgomery, Yulia, Peter Shaw, and Jack's Collective. Don't forget to check out the links and check out the other three music podcasts that I mentioned as well: Insomnia Radio New Zealand, Laurie's Indie World FM, and the Sitting Duck Podcast for some great Kiwi music podcasting. Don't forget also to check out the Association of Music Podcasting, which is an excellent group of music podcasters that I belong to, featuring many, many different styles of music and presentation from around the world. All that information and a lot more on the show notes at IRCFM.com. Anywho, until next week, wherever it is that I see you, hear you, read you, smell you, drink you across IRCFM, I'm IRC. One more day of super duper early mornings to go, and then back into my natural habitat. Good night, interweb. You have been listening to a Channel IRC production. Channel IRC and all five podcasts are licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike license registered in Australia. Music is used with direct permission or under agreements with various music providers. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holder. Some sound effects are sourced from the Free Sound Project under Creative Commons. For more information about Channel IRC, go to www.channelirc.com.